Welcome back. Welcome back to another episode of Coop's Eye Corner. I'm your buddy Coop. Let's get started. Today's episode is going to be about the Atlanta Braves, a team that I'm not too particularly fond of, as I am a Mets fan. But before we get to the Braves, which I will keep everything logical, cynical, and I'm passionate about baseball. I'm always good to talk about baseball. I will give my unbiased, well, it will be biased. Don't kid ourselves. But I will give you the facts about the Braves. And if you're a Braves fan saying, well, I'm going to turn it off right now. Hold on. You guys are good. You guys are very good. But before I get started, I want to talk a little bit about what's going on in the entire league. Let's put a pulse on the league right now. See how everything's going. Well, you know, week one just kind of wrapped up. How's everything going? Well, you know, the Dodgers are doing Dodger things. I think they're 8-4 right now. They were getting their rear end slapped by Chicago last I checked. Braves are looking good. But how about the Pittsburgh Pirates at 8-2? Guys, it's still very early in the season. Again, I'm a Mets fan. We did not have a good opening. I think we're 2-6 now. No, 3-6. I'm not panicking. It's very early in the season. I don't expect us to do very well this entire season. But I'm not panicking because, again, it is the very, very, very beginning of the season. We are like less than 2% into the season right now. So let's calm down. Have some tea. You know what? Even better, have a beer. And enjoy the ride. What else is going on in the league? I mean, we already talked about free agency. The free agency's over, so what are we going to talk about to start off these segments? Well, how about we talk about how terrible Rob Manfred is? Kind of pick up where we touched with Tripp last week. Rob Manfred is the worst commissioner. I think in my lifetime, a lot of people say, well, Bud wasn't great. Rob is so far removed from this game that I wonder if he even cares about baseball. Like, there's an image in my mind that's just seared in there of seeing him practice his golf swings when there was a holdup between the players and owners coming to an agreement. It looked like we wouldn't have baseball for a season. Like, it was going to be pushed back. The owners, you know, it was a lockout. Plain and simple, it was a lockout. Owners refusing to budge, didn't want to spend money. Players are saying we want more money. It was millionaires or billionaires, however you want to call it. Again, I will say I'm always a player advocate. I'm always on the player's side, so long as it's justified. Most of the time, I feel it is justified. That being said, Rob Manfred works for the owners. And when you're not anywhere close to the negotiating table and you're outside and you're practicing your golf swing during negotiating, it's a bad look, bud. When you have Houston and all you say, hey, so long as you tell me the truth, you're not going to get in trouble. Okay, you cheated? Okay. Well, we're not going to take the trophy away. A couple of people get suspended, like the manager. And it wasn't even MLB who did it. Houston did it. They suspended their own guy. MLB did nothing. Rob Manfred did nothing. He just got a confession and then called, you know, the commissioner's trophy. You know, the commissioner's trophy that's named after him. Just a piece of metal. Yeah, we've talked about that a little bit. What else is going on with him that makes him so bad? Yes, we talked about the blackouts. I mean, that is a huge thing that's going on right now. The jerseys. We've talked about the jerseys, how atrocious they are. I mean, on my personal page, I put out a side-by-side comparison. Pete Alonso from 2023 from Nike versus the 2024 from Fanatics. And it's a night and day difference. And there's the same price. And one looks like they are, you got as, you know, a souvenir from walking in the stadium. Like, the first 10,000 fans get this. So we already talked about that. We talked, again, blackouts. We talked Pete Rose. We talked all these things about Rob. But again, I feel like I'm one of the few people who does, I guess you could say, media. This is what it is. It's media. This is a podcast. Who will openly berate Rob Manfred. Now, even, man, I love and I respect and I love everything he does as Rob, John Boy Media. He won't attack Manfred. I think he kind of says like, oh, you know, I think he's going to be great for the game. I think, you know, time will tell that he was a great commissioner. And I don't see that. I see a lot of rule changes that are getting pretty silly. A lot of rule changes. I'm not going to dive into each single one, but I mean, personally, I hate the pitch clock. I know some people were just like, well, you know, it's a change. To me, it's a difference of opinion. I don't like it. There was no reason. People say, well, you know, games are going on too long. 30 minutes was the cutoff. How long is an NFL game? I mean, are those too long? Should we cut the play calling? That's neither here nor there. So the pitch clock. Three batters minimum faced. Water bags. That one I get. Player safety. I'm all about player safety. There's another one now. It's more reinforcing obstruction. But like if a player is being led off the bag from the throw and his foot covers the base. Oh, no. It's obstructing the base path from the runner. It's safe. I've seen that so many times now in this league already that I'm like, guys, can we please stop? Like, just use a little bit of common sense. Like, if he's intentionally blocking the whole bag, like putting his leg in front of the bag to make sure the base runner can't get back, I get that. But to have your foot next to the bag, come on. I mean, come on. How are you supposed to make a play? Well, it brings in more run, makes it more fun. Does it? It does. Really? More stolen bases. Be faster. You know, Daniel Vogelbach still doesn't have a stolen base. Big Poppy did. He stole a base. Daniel Vogelbach has it. You know why? Because Poppy probably learned how to run. Learned how to time up the pitcher. And he got a stolen base. I don't know. Anyway, again, I say I feel I'm one of the few people on the media that will openly attack Rob Manfred for the stances that he's taken. But I say that, and I saw this, I think it was yesterday. It was either yesterday or today. Wayne Randazzo, he used to be the Mets radio announcer. I remember growing up listening to him. I mean, this was years back when I still lived in New York. But he is now the Angels announcer. And he just, when I say nail, head, perfect. I mean, nailed everything exactly how I want to say. I'm going to read it verbatim. This is all his words. Quote, negative story after negative story, scandal after scandal, a fiasco in Oakland. You have these ridiculous looking jerseys. You have the MLBPA challenging the league about the pitch clock because of constant pitcher injuries. Not to mention your global superstar is embroiled in a betting scandal. But on top of all of that, you have a young player trying to make a name for himself who has come up and reached base safely in every single game that he has played. And the league allows the scoring change to go on to end his streak. Kill this story, a positive story that's happening in Major League Baseball. It is an absurdity. Unquote. I mean, everything he said, and he said this on TV. He said this broadcasting the Angels game. He was so upset that his player, one of his players for the Angels, it was a Nolan, I'm going to butcher this young man's name, Chanuel, I believe is how it's pronounced. He had a hitting streak of over, I think it was something like 37 games. They went back to game 30 and took it away because they said, oh, it was a pitching error instead of a hit. Come on. You're going to go back and look that up? I mean, again, the games go back to last year, but you're going to go back and take something away from someone? And his co-host, Gubitska, continued his thoughts. Quote, when you think about it, all the positivity from all over the social media world, how it impressed everybody. To start your career, he was just in college last year. He was still playing college baseball at this point. And to have that taken away on a base hit, it was a base hit. So we obviously thought it was a base hit. I watched the play. It's close. It is very close. It was a grounder either to the second baseman or first baseman. Pitcher goes to cover, gets away from the pitcher. I don't know if he would have beat it out. It's an I don't know play. So they normally in those situations just say, yeah, that's a hit. Because it would have been close. No, MLB went back and said, nope, he wouldn't have made it. No, he wouldn't have made it. But you don't know that. I mean, take the call on the field in live time is what it is. They called it a base hit. For you to go back that far and say that it wasn't a base hit, ridiculous. Ubeska added that it'd be like taking away an assist to get rid of a triple-double from LeBron James, which would never happen. It would never happen. It's just silly. But the more we talk about him, the more angry I get. I mean, like I said, blackouts, all this policy, everything that's going on with Oakland, that's going to be a whole segment onto itself. I'm going to talk about Oakland. I was going to bring them up tonight, but it's just, there's so much I want to talk about. So let's talk about the Braves. I mean, that's what I said I was going to talk about. I'm not a liar. Let's talk about the Braves. Braves are really good. Do I think they're Dodgers good? No, I don't. Sorry. I think the Dodgers are a very, very good team. I think they have a lot of social media issues, a lot of HR beating their head against the wall issues, but I think on paper the Braves aren't as strong as the Dodgers. But I mean, who knows? So let's talk about the roster. As of now, we're gonna go in order of what the roster contains right now. So you have two catchers. You got Sean Murphy and Travis d'Arnaud. I say that, I'll come back to it. This is the opening day roster. I'll talk about it. So if you're saying, well, Sean Murphy's not there, I'll touch on it. Well, I promise. I'm not going to lie to you. Okay, calm down. I did my research. Okay, you're in my division. I know. We play you tomorrow. It's going to suck. You're going to manhandle us. So Sean Murphy and Travis d'Arnaud, catchers. They're going to split time. Again, I'll talk about that here in a little bit. First baseman, Matt Olson. Still breaks my heart that Freddie Freeman isn't there. Again, not a Braves fan, but how can you not love Freddie? I really thought he was going to be the next Chipper Jones, Larry, in my eyes. Second baseman, Ozzie Albies. Fantastic second baseman. Shortstop, Orlando Arcia. Yep. Third baseman, Austin Riley. Outfielders, Ronald Acuna Jr., Michael Harris II, Adam Duvall, and Jared Kelenic. I cannot get away from this kid. I swear to God, this kid just keeps popping up. I'll explain that here in a little bit as well. Marcell Ozuna as the DH. And bench and utility. Oh, it hurts my heart reading his name right here. Luis Guillorme and Forrest Wall. Wall will be the outside or of bench guy as Luis Guillorme. I'm not sure if I said that earlier. Bench utility. Starting pitcher. Again, this is opening day. Okay? I say these names. They were opening day, and I will touch on what happened. You have Max Fried, Spencer Strider, Charlie Morton, Chris Sale, and Ronaldo Lopez. So that's a pretty solid rotation. I will touch on that. Relief pitchers. I'm not going to everyone's name. Nobody cares. It's a bullpen. Whatever. It's a very good bullpen. I can tell you from watching this opening week, probably one of the best in baseball, if not the best in baseball. Fantastic. Starting pitcher, something to be desired. Now, like I said, I am going to talk about what is happening in the world of the Braves. Spencer Strider. He is on the 15-day injured list, and they recalled right-handed pitcher Alan Winans. Spencer Strider has, I think they said, some inflammation in his elbow, and they think he might need Tommy John surgery, which would be the second time in 5 years he would need Tommy John surgery. Listen, I don't like the Braves, but I hate injuries to players. It's not fair. That's not how I want, you know, to have a leg up on the competition. That just sucks. Fantastic pitcher. I know the Mets had his number, and I'm not trying to, you know, like, pulls from my team here. They had his number, but watching Strider pitch, big ass legs, and just, I mean, he was a fantastic pitcher. He's still a fantastic pitcher, and we'll see what's going on if he actually needs Tommy John surgery, but it's still up in the air. So right now he's on the 15-day IL. And the reason I talked about Sean Murphy, Sean Murphy and Travis Darnold. And I could say, Tripp, you're not here now. It's Travis Darnold, not Darnold, that we always say. It's Darnold, Travis Darnold. They were going to be splitting time in the catcher position. Sean Murphy is on the 10-day injured list, and they brought up, or they selected the contract of Chadwick Trump. Not Trump, Trump. T-R-O-M-P. So that's what's going on with them. That's their roster, and that is a very good roster. But, I mean, it's the beginning of the season, so what have we learned so far watching this team? Well, you can't count them out of the game ever. I mean, at one point, they were playing the Diamondbacks, you know, the Diamondbacks that just went to the World Series, those Diamondbacks. They were down 6-0 at one point and 8-2 at one point. Came back and won in the eighth. All right. I mean, this is a team that just has fight on them. So, I mean, most teams at 6-0, I'm not saying they give up, but it's one of those, all right, it's a little lackadaisical. We're going to do everything we can. But Marcell Ozuna sparked a comeback with Ronald Acuna with a game-time single. Game-time single, and Austin Riley with a go-ahead single. Iglesias nailed down the save. Braves won the series. They beat the Phillies to start the series, and they beat the Diamondbacks now. And now they're going against the Mets, who after not clicking. So we know the Braves can hit the ball. Plain and simple, we know the Braves can crush a ball. I mean, Ozuna already has 4 home runs on the year. He's looking stout. I mean, you have Ronald Acuna. In my eyes, personally, Coop's opinion is the best ball player in the game. To me, as of right now, Ronald Acuna is the best ball player in the game. Argue if you want. I will always hear an argument on this, but from what I see, he's got it all. He's got power. He's got speed. He is just the 5-tool player that every team would dream of having. So, you got a steal in that man. Literally, I think he stole for 40 bases last year, some ridiculous number, while hitting 40 home runs. I know he hit the 40-40 club. What about going on with pitcher? Like I said, Strider might be out for a very long time. Freed, 2 opening week starts, not look sharp, not look good. Seau looks pretty good, but the thing is with Seau, as anyone in Boston can tell you, for how long? He's a walking injury ready to happen. Seau had a fantastic outing. I believe it was today. Yeah. 5.1 inning pitch, 4 hits, 2 runs, no walks, 6 strikeouts. Boy can play. Ben's bullpen in the sweep of the Diamondbacks, though. This is what I want to talk about. This is why I think, in my opinion, they are one of the best bullpens in the league. In the sweep of the Diamondbacks, they pitched 14.1 innings, allowed just 5 hits, 5 walks, 7 strikeouts, and the most important, 0 runs. That's impressive. That is very impressive to the defending National League champions. Very impressive. And again, against a Philly team as well, that's no slouch, and I think they're going to be a thorn in the side of the Braves all season. You're looking good. This is a very good-looking team on paper. I think they will give a run for the money for the Dodgers. I think they will make them go to the distance. I think the Dodgers will edge them out eventually. I think just that entire lineup is just too good to be ignored. But truly, it's whoever strikes iron at the right time, whoever hits fire at the end of the season. So we will see. Reason I said early in the beginning, I can't get away from this guy, was Jared Kelenic. He was a top prospect for the Mets, went to the Mariners on a trade for Robinson Cano and Edwin Diaz. Now, Edwin Diaz, I still love. Robinson Cano, we bought out the contract, say, I will literally pay you, play somewhere else, get the hell away from me. Jerick Linnick could not produce in Seattle. He couldn't. He was just... Fans were in revolt saying, like, oh, we shouldn't get rid of this kid. And he could not hit the ball. He could not play. Apparently, the Braves have the opposite of the Mets problem. Whereas when someone puts on a Mets uniform, they just immediately begin to suck. The Braves just become ridiculous. I'm waiting till Luis Guillorme just become fantastic, because I always love Luis Guillorme, and it breaks my heart seeing that beautiful, gorgeous beard in a Braves uniform. Sorry. But Kalenic, I was just like, all right, he's on the other side of the country. We never have to deal with him. We never have to see this kid again. It's done. It's over. It's bye-bye. It's out of our mind. Nope. He comes to the Brave, and he's a damn good outfielder. He's a great defensive outfielder. I mean, he's going to split time with Duvall, but he's been, let's see what he's doing this year. How about that? Why don't we just call it what it is? Kalenic is been on fire in 2024, boasting 11 hits, 2 walks, 3 RBIs, and 19 at-bats to begin the season. 11 hits, 2 walks, and 19 at-bats with 3 RBIs to go along with it. Come on. I get no luck. But, you know, again, good for him. I'm glad that he finally figured out how to play baseball. Just had to do it with the Braves. But yeah, aspirations for this year. I think they will go to the National League Championship Series. Like I said, I don't think they're going to edge out the Dodgers. But this is a team I absolutely can see. So if they get on fire at the right time, why not buy the over-under? I mean, I think the injury of Strider is really detrimental to this club. I think the health is going to be the biggest issue of this club. If they can stay healthy, minus Strider's injury, and I'm still waiting for the shooter drop to say on Seau, if they can stay healthy, I think this is a very good team, capable of winning the World Series. Absolutely capable of winning the World Series. I think, like I said, they will be fighting toe-to-toe with Philadelphia. I think they are a stronger team than Philadelphia. I think they are a better team than Philadelphia, and they proved it this opening week. But 162 games is a long season. 162-plus is even longer, obviously. We'll see how this team goes. If you're a Braves fan, obviously be excited. You've been excited for a couple of years now. As much as, you know, I say I don't like the Braves, I will say I remember going to the Braves Stadium. Well, now it's Truist Park. I went to Turner. Well, I've been to Truist, but I went with friends, and this is a different time. First time I went to see a Braves Met game, it was at Turner Park. It was the last stadium at Turner Park, and I was scared. I was genuinely scared going to a park. I don't know how the fans were going to react. Now, at this point, the Braves were out. Mets were out. It was a meaningless game. Nothing meant nothing to either team. It was just, like, Philly ran away with it, or the Marlins, you know, had the wild card. There was nothing really to play for. It was just riding out the season. It was just dead time for us. I was afraid because I was going with my girlfriend at the time, my wife now, and I was afraid to be in a division game, because I've never been to a division game. Like, I've seen the Red Sox play, I've seen the Yankees play, I've seen the Rockies play, I've seen, you know, multiple teams play, but I've never been in a division. And I was worried. And I got to say, the fans were spectacular. I mean, the Southern hospitality was flawless. I mean, they brought us in. I think because we all knew, like, it meant nothing. Great atmosphere. I learned a lot about the stadium, about Turner Field. I learned a lot about the team. Even going back to Boston Braves, they had a great museum of sorts. And I've been to Truist now. I don't like the parking. I love the outside atmosphere. I think it's the Battery, they call it. Absolutely great atmosphere out there. Great time to watch a game. Fans are a little more aggressive, a little more cocky now, as they should be, as they've earned it. It's a very good team, and I'm excited for you. If I was a Braves fan, I would be living the high life right now. You just got to worry about in the future, just the Dodgers and the Phillies. Those are your two biggest hurdles. If you can clear them, you're well on your way to another World Series title. At least the National League Championship. So that's all I got for this episode. I hope you enjoyed what I had to say. I hope it wasn't too biased. I know I had to drop a bunch of, well, you know, Mets stuff. But if you talk to Braves, you got to talk Mets. I'm sure when I talk Philly, I'm going to talk Mets. Sorry. Don't judge me. The Bible says not to. Also, I hope you like the new setup I got going. I finally got figured out how to work this thing. I'm getting old. I'm about to turn 35 here in a couple of weeks, so technology is not my strong suit. I tell my wife all the time I can't even turn on my phone. But how do you like the golden mic? I think it's a pretty good look. All right, guys. Well, I appreciate you tuning in this week, and thanks for stopping by. Can't wait to see you next week. Take care.